Hi. This audio you're going to listen to is a fantasy. But it's not my fantasy. It's not some preordained story that I'm performing for a passive audience. No. This will be your fantasy. The product of your own desires and imaginations. My only contribution will be the guidance of my voice. That's because today we're going to be trying hypnosis. Now, this isn't mind control. It's not like hypnosis on a TV show. Instead, think of it more like a guided relaxation. The human mind has an incredible ability to recall, to imagine experiences, feelings, and sensations. Through the psychological process of suggestion, we can create a fantasy so vivid, so lifelike, it may even feel completely real. But notice that I said we. We're going to be doing this together. The truth about hypnosis is, it doesn't work without the consent of the subject. But more than that, it needs your active participation. Because ultimately, it's your mind creating the fantasy. My words will only shape the path and settle you into the right frame of mind. The saying among hypnotists is, all hypnosis is self-hypnosis. My words, your mind, our fantasy. Sounds exciting, right? Perhaps even a little sensual? That's right. This fantasy will focus on a particular kinky sensation. The sensation of being bound. That feeling of being restrained and helpless, yet still so safe and secure. It won't be a chaste affair. This fantasy is going to tease you, make you gasp, make you squirm. And at the end, it's probably going to make you come. But there won't be any kind of lasting post-hypnotic suggestions, no secret code words, nothing lingering in your mind. That's because hypnosis gets its power from trust. I've laid out exactly what you're going to feel, and it would break that trust if I didn't follow along to the letter. Right now, we're setting limits, making sure this is safe and comfortable. That's what you want this to be, right? Safe and comfortable. Now, if you don't want to try hypnosis, it's perfectly okay to click off the audio now. Otherwise, we're going to continue, okay? First, I need you to find a comfy spot. Somewhere private, somewhere relaxing. You might want to recline on something comfortable. Hypnotized people can occasionally lose their spatial awareness. And that means absolutely no listening to this while driving. I know some of you do that. But now, I want you to take a second, pause the audio, and get comfy for me. All right, you ready? Good girl. I want you to visualize yourself in the bedroom of your perfect man. This can be a place you've actually been, or somewhere imaginary. Now this man, he's someone who knows how to press all your buttons. Everything about him just leaves you weak at the knees. The sound of his voice, the feeling of his touch, even his scent. This can be someone you fantasized about, or someone imaginary. I just want you to take the time and visualize it all. What the space looks like. What this man looks like. This is your fantasy space. Your fantasy encounter. Yours to shape, to fit to what you desire most. And while you picture this intimate place, take a deep breath. Breathe in. And breathe out. Breathe in. And breathe out. Now keep breathing for me. As you feel the oxygen course through you, it might start to feel like excitement. After all, if you were alone with your perfect man, that's how you'd feel, right? Excited? Especially as everything started to get intimate. As he whispered sweet nothings into your ear, touched you the way you're so desperate to be touched. Isn't it so easy to feel excited, to drip with anticipation? Breathe in again, nice and deep. Breathe out. In. And out. The more you breathe, the more you visualize this erotic scene, the easier you'll probably find it to get lost in that same scene. Almost like every breath makes it more real. The more your chest rises and falls, the easier it will be to sink deeper down into the eroticism of the moment. Being teased and toyed with by your fantasy lover, every breath helping you sink deeper down. The deeper you sink, the easier it is to keep on breathing. Because you want to experience it, don't you? That's right. Breathe in. Breathe out. Feel yourself getting more excited with every breath. In. And out. There we go. Think of all the ways he'd touch you, kiss you, treating you the way you want to be treated. When you imagine him kissing you, can't you almost feel it? Like a lingering tingle where his lips touched your skin, like your neck, trailing lower down your breasts, over your belly, maybe even lower. That's right. Breathe in and out. Every breath making it feel more real. And the more real it feels, the more you can't stop yourself from getting excited. Can you? Can't stop yourself from getting wet. Breathe in. Breathe out. Isn't it so easy to get lost in the fantasy? Feel it getting more real with each and every breath. Until it's more real than the waking world around you. That's because you want it to be real. You can't escape your own desires. It's inevitable. Inevitable that you'll get lost in your fantasy. Inevitable that you'll be totally hypnotized, sinking deeper and deeper down, feeling the tickling of kisses along your body, feeling more vivid by the second, like he's really there, kissing you. That's right. Breathe in. Breathe out. It's like a circle, isn't it? The more you breathe deeply, the deeper the fantasy. The deeper the fantasy, the more helplessly turned on you are. The more turned on you are, the harder it is to stop breathing deeply, like a cycle. Or chain, binding you, bringing you closer to that inevitable click of the lock, and that moment you're totally hypnotized. That's right. Bound in a chain of pleasure, making it so easy to totally sink into your fantasy. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. Now that I've brought up binding, might be getting hard to think of anything else. After all, you've fantasized about being bound before, haven't you? Being tied up and so helpless in the hands of a man who wants to make you squirm? If you were tied up, he could do anything he wanted to you. He could touch you, fuck you. You'd have no ability to resist him. Not that you'd want to resist him. And even if you've never fantasized about it before, you're probably just squirming from the way I described it. You want to sink deeper into the fantasy. You want to be bound. Breathe in. And out. It's not about force. He's not tying you up because you'd resist his advances. It's about power. It's about helplessness. It's about dependency. Even if you'd spread your legs for him in a second, isn't there something so intimate about putting yourself completely at his mercy? Your legs tied open so he can take you when he wants, how he wants, and you can do nothing but just sit there, dripping at his mercy. Breathe in. Breathe out. Deeper and deeper. Imagine the trust, just like the trust that makes this hypnotic fantasy so vivid. Imagine how it feels to trust a man so completely that you'd let him bind you into submission. Trusting him to make you feel good. Trusting him to keep you safe. Breathe in. Breathe out. Good girl. So this fantasy of yours, it's natural for it to be a bondage fantasy, a place to explore that desire. After all, You're totally safe in your fantasies, free to be utterly helpless. And since he's the man of your fantasies, you can trust him to bind you. The only things he'll do to you are the things you crave. So, it's okay to let him bind you. That's right. The more you breathe, the more deeply you're bound to the fantasy. The more turned on you are, the more lost in your erotic fantasy world, the more bound you become. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. The first thing he's going to do is guide your wrists behind your back and bind them together. You can feel it, can't you? You're so deep in your fantasy now. More real than the waking world. So the bondage feels real too. You might have noticed your own wrists slide behind your back, bound together by an invisible force, locked in place by the strength of your desire. Bound in fantasy, bound in mind, bound in body. Breathe in, breathe out. The deeper the fantasy, the further down the spiral of pleasure and bondage, the more real, the more irresistible your bindings would inevitably be, right? Just like the chain before, breathing deeper, sinking further into your fantasy. Just like the chain before, breathing deeper, sinking further into your fantasy, getting more and more turned on, becoming more eager to continue breathing deeper. Now, feel yourself bound, unable to move your wrists. But that turns you on more, doesn't it? Doesn't being so helpless make you feel just so hopelessly, so helplessly wet? But how can you touch with your wrists bound? It probably feels impossible to touch yourself. So hard to even move your arms. In fact, each time you try to move your arms, each time you feel how hard it is to move, how impossible it is, you'd naturally just end up feeling even more bound, even more helpless, getting more bound, the binding making you more turned on, only binding yourself tighter and tighter in the fantasy, the more unable you are to relieve that ache. That's right. Breathe in. Breathe out. Binding yourself together, tighter and tighter. It's not just your wrists, is it? He's going to make you totally helpless for him, isn't he? You can't fight it. Like how he's binding your ankles together now? Feel yourself just as unable to free them as your wrists. Or is he going to move to your neck and collar you? Maybe he has a blindfold. He's going to slide over your eyes, leaving you completely in the dark, with only the fantasy and my voice and the sensations of your helpless body. Breathe in. Breathe out. Doesn't it feel so real? The touch of his breath against your neck, the feeling of his hands working your restraints into place, and the bindings themselves. I wonder what you're imagining they feel like. Are they the cold, unyielding embrace of metal cuffs and chains? The gentle touch of silk strands? The comfortable ease of leather? Or do you feel the knots in the rope that hold you prisoner? It's your fantasy, girl. Whatever you find the sexiest, whether it's the tender cruelty of the rope or the loving intimacy of the silk, you know what you want to feel. You know how you want him to tie you up. And what you probably know by now is how impossible it is to escape. Can't you feel it dig into your skin? Every time you squirm or try to break free, the bindings are so devious, giving you just enough slack to make you feel like you can wriggle out of them, only to find them tightening in response. No escape. Breathe in. Breathe out. Good girl. That's my good girl. So bound. So helpless. Breathe in. Breathe out. Each breath binding yourself down. Deeper and deeper. The waking world fading away. Leaving nothing but the fantasy. Nothing but your perfect man and his bindings. Bound. So totally and completely bound. We both know you can't resist sinking deeper and deeper. So lost in fantasy, you barely recognize the world around you. This scene of erotic bondage is more real than anything your eyes or ears could tell you right now. So desperately, hopelessly wet. Feel yourself overwhelmed by his smell, his hands, the way he's binding you, how helpless you feel. And of course, by the hypnotic sound of my voice. Yet, totally unable to resolve the fire building between your legs. So hopelessly bound now, every movement stopped by your unyielding restraints. Every attempt to move your body is only further confirmation of how bound you are. Sinking so deep now. You know it's inevitable. The click of the lock. The moment you're so deep in a trance that the world ceases to exist. Totally hypnotized. Almost there. Keep breathing. Breathe in. Breathe out. So wet now, so hypnotized, so bound. Good girl. You know this is what you wanted. You know that's the reason you can't escape your bindings. Because you love how it feels. You love being so wet, so helpless and hypnotized. It's intoxicating, isn't it? We both know that you don't want to escape. You want to lose. You want to struggle and struggle, feeling all the more helpless, all the more turned on, the tighter you're bound. That's the secret of why it's so powerful. Why you keep on sinking deeper into the fantasy, more and more bound. Because you love being bound. You want this. You want to be totally hypnotized, totally bound. And what's more, it's okay to want it. You're safe here. You can trust my words and a man of your fantasies. You might be helpless, but nothing is going to hurt you. You don't need to fight. You don't need to resist. Because you're in a space where everything is perfect. Everything is exactly as you desire it. No one's going to hurt you. Breathing in and out. Safe to be bound. Safe to be totally lost in the fantasy. Safe to feel all the things you want to feel. There's a freedom in bondage, isn't there? There's no shame, no second-guessing yourself. If you're helpless, it's okay to feel those things. It's okay to let it happen, to be acted on, to accept his touch. You're allowed to enjoy it all, free from the burden of choice. Free to enjoy his scent and the intimate way his strong but delicate hands are touching you. Free to be totally bound. To enter a state where the fantasy is all there is. Do you want that? Do you want to be totally bound? Wrapped in a world of pleasure and confinement of your own fantasies. You know how close you are. So close that you only need one final push. Totally helpless, totally safe, totally bound, totally free. Totally wrapped in your bondage. In the chains and the leather and the rope, in the embrace of your perfect lover, in the warmth of your perfect world. I'm going to count down from 5 to 1. You're going to breathe in and out for each number I count, letting the last part of your consciousness be utterly and completely bound, leaving you totally hypnotized. 5 4 3 2 1. There we are. If you can hear me, you're probably not totally with me anymore. You're in a place far away, lost in a lovely fantasy. When we started, I promised that I wouldn't mess with your head once you were hypnotized. You're only in this state because you trust me, right? So, there won't be any triggers, any post-hypnotic suggestions. Nothing like that. Instead, we're going to use your current state of total suggestibility to take this fantasy to its logical conclusion. After all, you're so wet now. You want to come, don't you? Good girl. So wet. It's only natural that your fantasy moves beyond bondage. Now that you're so bound, you can't do anything to stop him if he uses your body as his toy. If he does the kind of things that make you overflow with pleasure. But this is your fantasy. I don't need to tell you what he does to you. You're already imagining it, aren't you? Maybe he touches you softly, using the fact that you can't close your thighs to have free access to your pussy. Or maybe he binds you down on the bed and slides his tongue right there. You're so bound up, you can't do anything but squirm and moan while he has his fill of you. Maybe you just want him to bend you over and fuck you. Maybe you want him to unleash all his pent-up lust right inside of you. Yeah. Whatever it is, however he's toying with you, fucking you, you can't help but feel it all as vividly, as realistically as if he was right there. Real hands, real tongues, real cocks. Naturally, you'll feel your body continue to warm up, grinding and writhing in your invisible bondage. The sensations of pleasure all the more powerful for your helpless state. So realistic. When they're hypnotized, many women are able to come without a single touch. The sensations can be so powerful that they can flood the subject with such desire, such pleasure, that they can leave you gasping in a powerful, satisfying orgasm. If you feel you could reach that point, and with how wet you are, you might be getting pretty fucking close. But no matter what, I want you to remain in your bondage, just letting your body overflow on its way towards that release. But don't come yet. Not yet. Just feel that heat rise. Feel it building inside of you. If you don't think you can reach that point hands-free, if you want a little extra sensation, I will allow your hand to slide between your legs and play with your clit. Only, it won't be your hand you're feeling. It's his, remember? Whether you use your hand or stay hands-free, you'll experience it the same way. You'll experience your body getting pushed further and further towards the edge by the hypnotic sensations. Hotter and hotter, wetter and wetter, but not coming yet. Not yet. Waiting for the command. You need to wait for permission this time. In the meantime, the fantasy will only continue heating up, only continue driving you onward your body racked with such powerful, hypnotic pleasure. Good girl. Good girl. Now, let me tell you what's going to happen next. In a moment, I'm going to give you permission to come. And when I do, the fantasy will bend towards that inevitable orgasm. And when you come, you'll suddenly awaken, free of hypnosis, no longer bound in the fantasy. And of course, there'll be no lasting impact, no suggestions that stick in your mind, nor will there be the lingering physical effects of the bondage. Your orgasm will release all your bindings, whether they're rope or cuffs or chains. Likewise, there will be no amnesia, no blanks in your memory. Every moment of this audio and of your fantasy will be totally available to your memory. Finally, I don't want you to feel alarmed when you awaken. So, as your orgasm fades, you're going to feel it replaced by a soothing sensation, almost like the gentle caress of a lover, letting you softly, safely, and happily float back down to reality. And of course, you'll feel like such a good girl, such a wonderful partner for me in this hypnotic experience, and so, so brave for having tried this. Are you ready? You ready to come? Feel that heat within you rise again. Feel those sensations build. Feel the pleasure overwhelm you. That's it. Good girl. I'm going to count up from 1 to 5, and then you will come for me. 1, hotter and hotter, wetter and wetter. 2, pleasure building, your breath quickening. 3, that's it. Feeling so good, so eager to come. You're going to come. 4. Five. Come. Come for me. Feel the pleasure overwhelming you. Feel it flooding you, rising up and bursting out of you. Come. 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 Good girl. Such a good girl. Feel your awareness returning to you now. That's it. Hello there. Welcome back to the land of the living. If you're waking up now, you should take a minute to get your bearings. Recenter yourself here in reality. Check to make sure that all of your limbs can move properly. None of them are stiff or numb. I want you to try to remember everything that occurred. If everything worked well, you should have a clear memory of it all. I hope you enjoyed yourself. You were such a good girl for me. Thank you for going on this little journey with me. I haven't done much hypnosis, so it might be a new experience for both of us, presumably. Oh, and before the audio ends, remember to get some water, okay? Take a drink and stretch your legs. After a hot and heavy session like this, getting some hydration is important. You might also want to have something with a bit of sugar or carbs, something to replace all that expended energy. That's what you're supposed to do after a bondage session, after all. And what else would you call this? Goodbye.